Time for Food for Thought on KNKX. Both Dick Stein and food commentator Nancy Leeson tried elaborate vegetarian lasagna recipes. Nancy emerged unscathed from her effort. Stein, not so much.
Well, Nancy, I just want you and everybody listening to know that I have shed blood in the service of Food for Thought.
What happened, Stein?
That stupid mandolin you talked me into getting. I was using it to slice potatoes for this vegetarian lasagna, and I took like a quarter-inch divot out of one of my fingers. It was really bleeding, and I had just mopped the floor in the Food for Thought test kitchen. Looked like there'd been a sword fight in there. Full disclosure, I was the stupid one for not using the little pusher tool to push the spuds through the mandolin, which saw its opportunity and took it.
I feel only a little bit badly about this because I know
only a little bit.
The one who made you buy a mandolin, right?
No, you didn't make me do it, but you influenced me unfairly.
Okay.
I'm going back to a knife. It's not like I've got to turn out 50 of these things every night. Anyway, I found this recipe in Deb Perelman's Smitten Kitchen blog. It's not really a lasagna. It's basically it's a vegetable casserole with potatoes, cabbage, and mushrooms in a bechamel sauce.
So?
It's good. It took a long time to make. It's very tasty. It came out kind of watery, though, which she warned against. I'd done everything I could to keep everything as blotted as possible.
Including the blood, Stein?
That, too. So what I wound up doing, I tilted the whole casserole to let the liquid run down and blotted it up. And I understand that you vegged out this weekend as well.
If you can call spending 2.5 hours prepping a vegetable lasagna, vegging out, okay, yeah, that's what I did this weekend. But you know what? This was a real project, just like it sounds like yours was. I got this recipe. It's from Cooks Illustrated's new cookbook, Revolutionary Recipes. It had some great ideas for technique. There's eggplant in it. They want you to take the eggplant, cut it into half-inch dice, and then layer it over a plate full of, get this, coffee filter. And then microwave it for 10 minutes.
Oh, I've done that. I mix it with a little bit of oil first.
Yeah, they have you mix it with a little bit of salt, and then you spray the filter with cooking spray. It dries it and shrivels it up, but it makes it so that it doesn't suck in a lot of oil.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah, well, I haven't used coffee filters. I just toss it with a bit of salt and some olive oil and then layer it through multiple layers of paper towels and put it in the microwave. Yeah, it works well.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to do that from here on in whenever I need to then later saute eggplant, which is what you do with the eggplant and the squashes. So the thing is that instead of making just a traditional bechamel sauce, they have you using cottage cheese. There's also spinach in it and mozzarella. So there's a lot of garlic. Some of it sauteed with fresh thyme and quite a bit of it. Quarter cup of fresh basil and Kalamata olives, which really added a lot of oomph, kind of that meaty, salty oomph to it. So I think that this was a multi-layered, like really flavorful lasagna recipe.
What about the pasta?
It called for no-boil noodles. Have you ever used those?
Once, and I wound up kind of wishing that I had at least soaked them first. They're handy to use because they're rigid. You don't have to manipulate these big floppy pieces of boiled lasagna. It's like humping a mattress up a staircase.
Well, that's what I was supposed to use, but I have used those before, and I don't love the texture on them.
Yeah.
And I had this gorgeous box of Italian egg lasagna noodles, and they were regular ones. I boiled some water, laid them out in a big pan, and put some water over them, the hot water, and let it sit for about 5 minutes.
You let it soak for a while in hot water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And then it finishes in the oven with the...
You just need to make sure it's covered with sauce.
Good plan. We'll have links to these recipes and a couple of pictures of our big weekend vegetarian productions on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
I ate my vegetables.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
I thought the mandolin and the mandolin won.
Stein.